Did you know Microsoft has officially ended support for Windows 10? Upgrade to Windows 11 with an LG Gram laptop. Voted PC Mag's Reader's Choice Top Laptop Brand for 2025. Thin and ultra lightweight, the LG Gram keeps you productive anywhere. And Windows 11 gives you access to free security updates and ongoing feature upgrades. Visit lgusa.com/iHeart for great seasonal savings on LG Gram laptops with Windows 11. PC Mag Reader's Choice used with permission. All rights reserved.
All right. Welcome in. This your girl, Lady Free.
And I'm Pastor J.
Yes, God.
Right. Yeah, and yeah.
You gonna bring them in for us today.
Hey, y'all. Listen. We know the Braves and the Houston Rockets, Astros are playing tonight. But God is here with us.
Yeah.
And those who want to tune in between the game and us, we're here to accept you, and we're ready to come on and talk.
Y'all, today we are talking about looking at the man in the mirror. It's
time
Sheena. To stop deflecting
God
and
bless.
Start reflecting
yes.
on who we are. Because before we get in a relationship, before there's a we, you got to let me work on me. So if you want to hear more about this, well, come on back in after this intro. Let's get it. All right, we are back.
Hey.
Shift Real Talk.
What's going on, y'all?
Back in the building.
How's everybody doing today?
Welcome. We welcome you all. We have our girl Sheena online today. We have you coming in live. So, yes, let's get it popping, everybody. Y'all know what we're talking about today.
I'm gonna make
we're
a
talking
change.
About looking at
once in
the man in the mirror. Or woman. In the mirror.
You know what? I think Michael Jackson was saved. He was talking in tongues in this song. Chimon, chitao, chitao. He was
saved. Every time I think I'm safe, you come with something.
He was talking in tongues, speaking in that holy language.
Look,
if Michael Jackson was a pastor, would some of y'all have been part of his church? Come on, the way as powerful he as influential as he was, you can't tell me a lot of us wouldn't have been a part of his church. He would have had a church. It would have been the Neverland Baptist Church of America, God of Christ, Church and God of Christ.
Come on, now help me, Jesus, Lord, please take the wheel.
The Neverland Church of God of Christ.
The Neverland.
That's right.
The all
man
right.
in
all
the
right.
mirror.
All right.
Yeah, we know a lot is going on tonight. The Braves game, but y'all gonna come back and watch this, man. But we
the
wanna
Astros
talk.
Plan. So yeah, let's get started though. You know, let's go ahead and open up.
Yeah, let's open up, y'all. Let's get started, man.
The doors of the church are opening.
Listen, y'all. For those of you, there's only two people on the line, so I don't see the purpose of switching today. But next week, y'all. This is the last episode that we're going to do on this page.
On which page?
On Jesse Moore's page. Everything that we're going to be doing from after today will be on the Shift Movement 2021 page.
Right, okay.
Please like that page. We sent out the... And what's up? My dad is on the line.
Hey,
what's up,
Dad?
So this is the last episode on this page.
Right.
We're going to be moving over to Shift Real Talk.
Shift
yes,
movement.
There you go. Thank
yes.
you. Shift movement.
Shift movement.
Shift
we're
going to
do a trial run later. So later on in the podcast.
Yeah, yeah. We're going to move it over there.
We're going to go ahead and have everybody shift over to the Shift Movement 2021 Facebook page.
That's
how we're going to run it today. So as of right now, we are here in the house.
Looking at the man in the mirror.
Come on now. Let's do it.
I'm looking in the man. I'm telling you, Michael Jackson was saved.
Okay.
I'm telling you, he had the Holy Ghost. Chamon, chica, hallelujah. He kind of namosa. Chamon.
No, we would not.
Come on.
I am not part of this, Lord. Please.
Hallelujah.
I know that we are one, but please don't hit
okay.
me too.
All right.
Please, Lord.
Hey, so listen, y'all. We're going to quick word of prayer. Lord, we thank you for this day, God.
Lord.
We thank you for this hour, God. We thank you for everything that's going on, God. We thank you for, God, how you just continuously, God,
yes.
you're just showing yourself strong,
showing yourself
mighty,
you,
God,
Lord.
In the midst of everything, God.
You're
just
you,
awesome to us, God. And, God, we just desire to be different but impactful, God.
Yes.
And as you continue to bless us, God, continue to have your way in each and everybody that's connected to this ministry. Have their way in their lives as well,
Double
God.
Blessings on the household.
In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. All right. So let's get it popping.
I'm going to use this opportunity.
Mia said, I shifted. Okay, we have our first shift over to the Shift Movement 2021.
Mia, like that page. Please
like
that
the
share.
Page so that you can get the notifications.
Yeah.
We
yes,
are
thank
moving,
you, Mia. We are moving
God
over.
Says, I am not where
You're
I
shifting
used to
over.
Be.
That's right. That's right.
So it's time to shift.
I want some of y'all churches to take that too. You know, because a lot of us still think that God is in the four walls, but God ain't where we think
He has shifted.
He has shifted.
Honey.
Yes.
So
yes.
Okay, you know what? Let's do that. For everybody that's on the line right now, we're going to do this a couple of times throughout this podcast. This is our last, as Pastor Jay said, this is our last podcast episode
hey, Lisa.
On Jesse Moore's page. Lasagna, hi, babe.
Hey, Sonya.
So listen, what we want you to do is we want you to shift. We want you to shift. Move over to the Shift Movement 2021 Facebook page. We have one that has shifted. And when you shift, I want you to press the like button so that you can receive notifications as well as
Kia, what's up,
babe? Shifting.
Kia, I'm feeling some kind of way, Kia.
Mia, we taking your lead. When you move over, say, I shifted.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I
yeah,
shifted.
Yeah. Yeah, now. Do it now.
Do it now.
Shift
move
over there now.
We got Marcus on it. He says, shifted.
Shifted.
Come on.
Yeah, when
I
you
shifted.
Move over to this page, put I shifted so we know.
We are moving over to the Shift
you
Movement.
You see what Kia said?
2021
Kia
page.
Said, who is that beautiful woman next to you, sir? I don't recognize her.
Oh.
I don't recognize you either,
you,
daughter.
Thank you,
where
darling.
You been?
That's all right.
Where
so,
you been?
So, Kia, Lasagna, Mataria.
Hey, Mataria.
We are making a shift today.
Yeah, we're going to.
This is our last episode on this
page. This is our last
Jesse's
episode
page.
On this page. So we want everybody to start going to the Shift Movement 2021 page. We sent out the invites today. Some people are going over.
That's right. And when you go over, Lasagna Easterlin says, I shifted. When you go over to the Shift Movement page, press the like button and then write in the comments, I shifted.
Because when you press the like button, you'll be able to receive the notifications about every time we come on.
I
you know
shifted. Come on with the
so
shift.
So shift. Yeah, I need y'all to
God
shift.
God is
I need y'all
not
to shift.
Where
yes,
he
that's
used
right.
to be.
That's
come
right.
on,
He's not
people.
There. Shift over.
It's time for the shift.
Shift over.
Come on.
Okay,
all right,
Lasagna.
So we're talking about the man
so
in the mirror.
So we're talking about the man in the mirror, y'all. And today, I'm going to actually be transparent with you guys today. I'm going to be transparent
okay.
and share some things because the man in the mirror, this is very, very touchy for me because I realized how selfish that I was and didn't realize how selfish I was when I was really trying to grow to where I am.
All right, Kia, she shifted.
Kia shifted. Cool. Come on, Kia. Come on.
Hey.
Everybody shifting. Shift over to that page if you can't do it now. We're going to practice over there now. We're going to be shifting y'all over to the Shift Movement 2021 page.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
2021
okay,
page.
So I like this. Be transparent.
So,
please.
Yeah, I'm going to be transparent, man, because this is, I mean, because we've been, you shift. I hear you, Dad.
Hey, Dad, you shifted. Woo-hoo.
You cool.
That's right.
Yeah, I want to be transparent with you guys. Now, here's the thing, y'all. Before we can understand about even being in any type of relationship,
any type of relationship,
it doesn't have to be marriage only. It could be friendship,
mm-hmm.
in a mother-daughter relationship.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, just a relationship. Anytime you can really function happily in any type of relationship,
mm-hmm.
you first have to understand who you are.
You have to.
You got to understand who you are. You
yes.
got to understand who you are.
Yes.
You have to understand
yes.
and know who you are.
You have to.
You have to know. And you cannot be self-centered. You can't do it. Are y'all shifting over?
You can try
to be self-centered. So here's the thing, y'all.
But it won't work.
No, it won't work. Now, here's the thing. A lot of us, what we do is we go through a lot of situations growing up. You know, disappointment. Some of us experience disappointments, letdowns. Some of us even were in a lot of... I was growing up in the New York. So I had to be almost confrontational to survive. That was a thing that... You know, how you lived in New York City, the streets of New York, man. You had to be confrontational to survive. So, you know, it was survival mode. So here we are. We got disappointments. Disappointments, whether you know it or not, it leaves a trail of fear, being fearful of abandonment.
Wow.
Yeah. Disappointments. Because you're getting let down and getting let down and So that leaves a trail of you now having a problem of abandonment. So if you get in a relationship because you've been disappointed when you were, I'm using me because I can only talk for me.
Right.
My disappointments, it left me to not want to not, for the person that I was with, when they said they was out, I would really, that was really detrimental to me because it was like, I was afraid of abandonment and afraid of being by myself because when you're disappointed, what are you doing? You're sitting there by yourself with thinking all these thoughts of why did that happen to me?
Yeah.
Why did I have to go through?
Okay, that explains a lot.
Yeah, I'm being transparent right now.
That explains a lot.
Yeah, so that's what happens. So you don't want to deal with confrontation. You don't want to deal with that. Even confrontation. Understanding confrontation, if you were dealing with confrontation when you were little, you know what you're going to deal with when you get older? A level of communication that may be selfish.
It comes across as the abused becomes the abuser.
Yeah, because you are the victim now because here you're the one that had to deal with confrontations. Me. I'm talking about me.
You don't know what I had to deal with.
You don't know what I had to deal with. Trust me, yo, when I'm talking about me.
Right.
So I'm not giving y'all something that I didn't go through. This is me. This is my story. This is my story. So going through that, I had to, my relationships were very confrontational.
Yes.
My relationships, because my communication was confrontational.
And he thought he was a good communicator.
Yeah, I thought I was a communication because I was loud. Yeah. I was loud.
Yes.
You're going to hear what I got to say. And you're going to hear what I got to say.
Calling names.
Yes. And, you know, you're going to hear what I got to say. You're going to hear what I got to say.
Yeah.
You're going to hear what I got to say.
Yep.
But at the end of the day, that is a cause of a miscommunication from the individual who has dealt with the confrontation. So here's the thing. Now, because I dealt with those things, you know what it caused me to do? It caused me to now not be able to count the cost of what it costs to be in a relationship.
So now you can be transparent about what you actually did. Yes. The trail that you left behind.
The trail that
you,
I left.
All the hurt.
Yes. Yes.
People,
exactly.
All the decisions.
All the decisions that I made.
You,
yeah.
Yeah. The people all you of said, the, whatever you said to, the way you said it.
The way them. I said it it,
yeah.
it really came from the things that I did not deal with.
Yeah.
And when I got into relationships, I got into the relationship expecting to get that, what I was trying to look for.
And it's so weird that you said that because you said it caused you to have abandonment issues, right?
Yeah.
So you didn't, it was detrimental to you whenever a female kicked you out the house.
Yeah.
Or put you out or broke up with you. But everything that you was doing because of that pain that you dealt with, that you didn't deal with, led you to be kicked out. Led you for people not to want to be around you or not to want to deal. I can't deal with this right now.
Mm-hmm.
I remember saying that a lot.
Is somebody calling in? We got a caller.
Okay, we have a caller.
We got a caller. Hold on. Somebody's calling in. Somebody want to talk with us. Is this? Hold on.
Yeah, swipe it.
Hello, caller.
State your name and then give us your comment.
Okay. I guess we lost our caller.
I remember that. I remember having to deal with your attitude, the raising of your voice, how your eyes buck out, and you were already a big up top guy. So it was almost intimidating sometimes to be in your presence when there was a confrontation. You didn't like confrontation, but what you
What's up, Al West?
Hey, Al.
Abandoned.
You didn't like confrontation, but it seemed like what you was doing was you was being confrontational.
Yeah, yeah. And see, the thing is, too, so being that I had that, there was a lot of things that were lacking in my life. And because they were lacking in my life, I had nothing to give. I had nothing to give.
And I was trying to get something.
when I got in the relationship with her, she was looking for me to love her, but I had no love to give because I was dealing with all of these emotions.
Right.
I was dealing with all of these lacks.
Nothing to give me.
All of these lacks. So what I did, so I didn't even realize that I got into the relationship looking to fulfill in my life what was lacking.
Oh, wow.
I was looking to fulfill what was lacking.
Yeah.
And the thing is now, a lot of, and I see that happen a lot too, when I talk to a lot of guys. The thing is, it's like they get into relationships and when I'm not getting anything, it's like, well, because I'm not getting that, I don't have nothing to give.
Right.
And that is the wrong mentality to have to get into a relationship from what you can get out of it.
And then the man is talking about he's not getting anything, but the woman is steady trying to pull the best. Well, the right woman is trying to pull the best out of him or trying to get for herself what she needs from the relationship. But a lot of times it's not coming across. And Al West says something that's important. He said abandonments are the key issues to depression.
Yes. Yes, they are.
Because.
It's all of them. The abandonments. Because all of these things cause wounds that are deeply rooted in our hearts. They cause wounds. And if we don't deal with those wounds, we're going to carry those wounds into a relationship. And we're going to be so self-centered in the relationship because we're wounded.
Yeah.
We are wounded.
Yeah.
Don't forget, y'all. We're trying to think to see if we can get y'all to shift over to the page. So, yeah.
Okay,
so
we're going to do another call out in a minute. But see, the whole topic for today, we want everybody who's on today, we want you to look the things that we're saying, start looking at yourself. How am I? Like, what is it that I give off to people?
Mm-hmm.
What is it that I cause people to see or receive from me and my actions, especially when I'm hurt?
Yes.
Especially when I'm mad, because a lot of times you can't tell what the tea bag flavor is until you put it in hot water.
Wow. Wow.
So if you got the tea, you got a peppermint tea bag and a chamomile tea bag, you don't know which one of them is which until you put it in hot water. And that's what happens when you get in a relationship and you're with somebody that's angry.
Wounded, that's right.
Or wounded, hurt, pain, in pain.
You cannot,
don't know what they got in them until
you cannot have
hot.
The attitude that if I don't have anything to gain, I don't have nothing to give.
That's right.
You cannot have that attitude.
We have to start looking in the mirror at ourselves.
The thing is now, at that point now, you got to start making a choice.
Yeah.
The choice, especially when it comes to relationship.
Yeah.
You got to make the choice. Is it more important for me to get what I need?
Mm-hmm.
Or is it more important for me to think about we? You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So, especially when it comes from marriage, it is no more. Marriage is, that's one thing I had to learn. Marriage is not about you. And the thing is, I had to learn this the hard way.
Very selfless.
Marriage
selfless
is
thing.
Expensive. I'm going to tell you why. It's expensive.
Come on with it.
Marriage is a very expensive.
The cost, Pastor.
It is expensive. It's an expense. And a lot of times, a lot of us are not willing to pay this price to be in the marriage. And this is why a lot of marriages fail. See, when I say expensive, I don't mean money.
Mm-hmm.
Because this is what you got to give that's way more than money.
It's priceless.
It's
baby.
Priceless.
Yes.
See, when it comes to marriage, you got to be willing to pay the price of giving yourself. Hey, Candy.
Selfless.
You got to be able to
Candy.
Give yourself.
Yes,
you got to
yes,
be
yes.
able to give yourself. Give yourself. What are you saying when you say give yourself? That means you got to be able to sacrifice. See, you got to be able to sacrifice everything that you have inside of you to make that the person that's able, that's giving instead of receiving.
Okay, so give an example of that because I didn't catch it.
Okay, I'm gonna give an example.
All right.
I'm glad you said that.
All right.
I'm so glad you said that. Now, me and my wife, we're two different people.
She
used to live in a certain way.
Yeah.
And I'm used to living a certain way.
Absolutely.
But the way she lives, I can't be that self-centered that I can't intertwine the way you live with the way I live. That's what coming together. Because remember, marriage is two imperfect people who are coming together to make one.
Yes.
Two imperfect people.
Imperfect, baby.
So that means I'm giving myself to allow you to be who you need to be.
Right.
So that I can get what I need. And when I get what I need, it helps me to be better at what I need to be for you.
It's like a pouring.
Yes,
that's what I saw
exactly.
When I heard you say that. It's like I give you what you need. And then as you overflow, I'm going to get what I need. And we
exactly.
continue
exactly.
to pour.
As
and
we pour in, as we pour in. Yes,
right.
Exactly.
That's on with it.
That's the selfless act of being in the relationship.
Yes.
You are giving yourself. You are pouring. You are pouring.
Yep, you
are pouring.
Lay down
you
your
are pouring.
Life.
You laying it
and
down.
And it's not. Okay, so when we say that, it a lot of times people looking at it in a negative sense. We have to change the narrative. We have to change the way we look at it. Because I enjoy giving up some things that I thought in my own self-centered perspective.
That's right.
Like, this is the way I believe, this is the way I've always done, this who I am, love me for me. If you can't love me, then whatever. You know, we just going to have a problem right there.
That's right.
I love the fact that this man thinks different from, most people that I've ever met. And because he and I have communication, and it's healthy communication now, mm-hmm. it helps me to see him and hear him the way he thinks. I hear the way his heart speaks. So yes. because of that, now my perspective is two-dimensional.
Oh. Ooh.
So now I don't have a self-centered perspective. I have two dimensions on my perspective.
Wow.
So now it's not just about me.
Yes,
it's about,
right. That's right.
Oh, okay. I never looked at it like that. Oh, you know what? I never thought about it like that before.
And Tisha. Tisha, we love you. We love you more.
Yeah, we love you, babe.
We love you. We
Derek
love you, Tisha.
Derek Stevenson, how are you?
What's up, Derek? What's going on, bro? The super producer and then LATL, my
yes,
dude.
God. So, okay.
So, listen. So, here's the thing.
Uh-huh.
A lot of times we believe. Now, see, a lot of us cheat even too when it comes to relationships. And cheating does not mean you going out there all the time to be with somebody else. The thing is not really being honest about the relationship. A lot of us say, if I get with another good person,
uh-huh.
so I'm a good person.
Yeah.
And if I get with another good person,
uh-huh.
we're going to do nothing but create good situations.
Right. That must be the good person for me.
Yeah, that's the good person for me. That gotta be. But every person that's good is not the person for you.
It's not the good, right.
Because every good person does not create a good situation.
There's a lot of good people out there. Sonya says, we have to learn to love we. But prior to to love
but
we.
Before we, you gotta, there has to be me.
Before we have to learn to love ourselves.
That's right.
The people in the airplane. The pilots and not the pilot because he don't talk to us, but the flight attendant. No, what's the lady's name?
The flight attendant.
No, the lady in the aisle.
Yeah, the flight attendant.
Oh, that's who it is. Yeah. Y'all can tell I don't fly like I should.
You do fly. You just
forgot. But like, okay.
You know,
when
the
thing
pull
come
out
of the sky.
Yeah.
She said, "Okay, in any event that the plane go down, these things are gonna come out the sky. You have to put it on yourself first." To get the air before you can give it to the person that you love, one of your loved ones who besides you that you're trying to help. That's with life. Before
right.
you can help anybody else, before you can really give something whole to someone else,
yes,
you got to work on yourself to make you whole. You got to ask God to help you in that area.
That's right.
To make you whole.
We did a study, y'all, and I want to talk about this. I want to touch on this a little bit.
Uh-huh.
We did a study, and we learned that there are five major reasons why relationships and marriages don't work out.
These are five major. This is not all
five
of them.
Five major.
But these are five.
Five major.
Come on.
The first one, I'm going to say this one because this is prevalent in today's society.
This one speaks for itself.
Poor sex.
My God, my God. This one speaks for itself.
Poor sex is one.
My goodness.
Financial burdens
uh-huh.
is two.
Right.
Social media is three.
Do y'all see how they popped that one in there?
Social media.
That's a big one.
You know, that's my passcode.
That's a big one.
That's having my passcode.
I have yours.
I know. That emotional disconnects.
Right.
Emotional disconnects. And the last one is unhealthy desires for attention.
Unhealthy desire. That caught me. Unhealthy desires for attention.
Have you ever been
Let's
around
look in the mirror, people?
Yeah. Have you ever been around a person that just needy? Just needy. I need you. I need you to do this. I need to feel this way. I need this. I need to feel. Oh, you don't make me feel this way.
I need.
I need your attention. I need you. Oh my God. Have you ever been around somebody like that?
I need. Oh my God.
That's
irritating.
That is the grounds for somebody to really pull out their hair.
That is not what happened. That was there before I got here.
Yeah, that's why I said. That's why I said that. That is grounds.
I'm loud in the mic. That was here before I got here. Look, Liz, let me tell you. Oh, let's go back just a little bit. Sheena says, Alma, you taught me that whole people plus a whole person makes holy matrimony. Now, let me paraphrase that just a little bit. Before you can get into holy matrimony, mm-hmm. It is pertinent that
pertinent.
Two whole people
it's pertinent.
Come together. Yes.
Mm.
Now, I'm not saying perfect people.
She sound like Michael Jackson with that.
Two whole peoples equals holy matrimony.
That's right.
And the only way you can get whole is through God. So
that's right.
Come on with it.
But see, here's the thing, y'all. Understand this, y'all. These things, God allowed a lot of these things to really train us. Uh-huh. Even in relationship, these tools are used to really make us who we should be.
Right.
To make us, like, first of all, marriage should, it's supposed to make you better.
And it did.
It's supposed to make you better. That's going back into that how we was talking about pouring. That means you got to give yourself.
Yes.
You got to give yourself. You got to give yourself. And the more you give, the more you're going to receive.
Right.
Guess what? That's the Bible. The Bible says, for it is better to give than to receive.
And if it's uncomfortable, it puts you in a place of uncomfort at first until you get
used to it. But it's serving. I mean, because the thing is, it's serving.
But we live in a world today where everything is about me, 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 I.
That's the problem.
So at first, let's just keep it real. It's a little uncomfortable
yes.
to have to give up yourself for this person. And check it. Even more uncomfortable to give up yourself not truly knowing what their motives are for you.
Yeah. Yeah. But see, that's why it's so important. And I was telling my wife this earlier. I said, yeah, I was that guy who really struggled with that. I couldn't give for myself because I didn't know who I was to give. Mm-mm. I didn't know who I was to be giving myself to somebody. It's like, so I'm going to give you an incomplete paper. That's like turning in a homework assignment and ain't nothing on the paper.
And you know your mama don't accept no incomplete.
So you turn it in a homework. You turn it in a homework assignment and ain't nothing on the paper.
That's right.
No.
That's right. Uh-uh. Not at all. Sonya said, her kids make me pull my hair out. Come up with that. I need.
Mommy.
I'm going to go back to something that we just scaved over those five. I want to go back
I was going back to the five.
Okay, good. Great minds think alike.
Yeah, I was going back to that. That's why I was telling you marriage is supposed to make us better, but that was, here's the thing. Go ahead, dude.
Let's go back to the first one, the first of the five, poor sex. Now, we could probably stay on that all night. We are not talking about somebody who, okay, so let me see how I could put this. Poor sex. What is poor sex, really? Somebody save me. Because I don't have it, so, I mean.
But you know what, though? I'm going to tell you this, though. And let's be real, y'all. Let's be honest. I know when I grew up, sex was the thing that really made me feel like that person loved me. Like,
oh, wow.
And I wasn't even married to that, but that was what I knew relationship to be. And I thought it was sex. It was about sex. And that was it. I thought relationship was about sex. I didn't know nothing else.
Said selfish love.
That's right.
I paraphrased.
So because that was because that was the only thing that I thought relationships was about was sex, I didn't put time into understanding what sex was. Because it was me
Come
fulfilling
on with the poor sex.
Yeah. So it was me fulfilling me.
And I'm just
So when it comes to sex, like when it comes to poor sex, what it is. It is selfish. It is
love.
Very selfish.
Right.
It is very selfish. But not realizing that sex is not something that I come home and just jump on my wife and do.
Right.
Sex is what happens all day long. It's the communication. It's the foreplay. It's the foreplay. It's the communication.
That's right.
It's the communication. It's the into me see. It's the intimacy. The into me see. It's the intimacy.
Right. Come on,
so the thing is, I can't give myself to her if she didn't accept who I was.
Wow. Boy, you about to make me run. Say that again.
I couldn't give myself to her. I forgot what I said.
It was that deep.
That was that deep.
You had to just swim.
I had to swim in there, yeah. Yeah, that was God. That wasn't me that said that.
So listen, let me go to a couple of the comments because we have some good people that was out here trying to save me. Okay.
She poor sex.
Said, poor sex is someone who don't want to have sex, a sex life, get intimate with a married mate.
Yes.
Okay.
Uh-huh. Poor sex can be described as, I said, poor sex can be described as your partner can't make you.
Okay. Beep. Wait
a minute.
Beep. Don't say the word.
You can't make you
that for themselves.
Okay. Some people. Candy says some people want to receive and not give.
Come
that's
on,
right.
Man. Poor sex. That's what we're talking about. I mean, let's be real. Everybody knows what sex is. So we're talking about relationship issues. We're not pushing for,
that's
for
right.
people to have just sex all willy-nilly. We're not
that's
pushing
what it's
sex.
Called. Intimacy.
But we're talking about in marriage, one of the five things that breaks up a marriage is poor sex. Selfish love. You get yours, okay, you better hurry up and get yours because, shoot, once I get mine, I'm going to sleep.
But you know what, folks?
Poor sex.
I want y'all women to be honest.
Okay.
Seriously.
Oh, my goodness.
I want y'all women to be honest. Because
I feel like we're going to need our help on this one.
I want y'all women to be honest because at the end of the day, most women, it ain't even about the actual act of sex that really turns you on. It ain't that. It's not the actual act. It is everything that's done before that act. Because to be honest with you, I believe.
All right, ladies, where you at?
I believe y'all women do that to really, because it is because that's what men portray that we need. But women need more than that. They need security. They need affection. They need communication. That's, to me, to women, y'all ain't being honest, I believe that that's what most women say that sex is to them. And if, because I know some women who've been with some men who can't perform and won't make them have no feelings in the 2 minutes that they are. But they will stay with that man because he does everything else. So sometimes it's not am I talking right or am I talking wrong?
For me,
come on.
I'm just going to be honest and I'm going to be transparent.
Yeah.
You already know what the truth is.
Yeah.
When we were dating and we was outside of the will of God, not only did guilt come to make it bad, but you weren't, that was the connection was, it was a poor connection.
Mm-hmm.
So the poor connection, I wasn't there for the sex. Let's just put it like that. Sex wasn't all that. It mm-hmm. wasn't. I'm sorry, baby. It wasn't.
You ain't gonna be sorry? What are you sorry for? Because okay. You ain't sorry now.
Ooh, okay, everybody. Thank y'all for watching. Let's go. But no, seriously. It wasn't that great because, I felt guilty. Did you feel guilty?
No.
You didn't ever feel guilty?
Never felt guilty.
Oh, my God.
And that was bad because I didn't feel guilty.
I'm playing.
I didn't.
I'm playing. But I felt guilty.
That's what I needed.
So, okay, explain that. Explain that. That's what
I was. I was empty, and what I felt was completing me was sex.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Wow. Mm-hmm. And at the same time, because that was the connection, because the arguing that was going on, even though I loved you and I wanted to be with you, I think a lot of times when I did have sex with you, it was because I wanted to keep you.
And see,
because that was really the only thing we had at a certain point. Not
and y'all
first.
y'all gotta notice too. I mean, we watch this show. It's called Paternity Court, y'all. It's so sad because so many young
My
people
goodness.
Are on there having babies and don't and they having sex with 4 or 5 dudes and not knowing who the baby daddy is. But I say that to say this, that because men, there are more men out there, not just me. I'm speaking for me.
Uh-huh.
But I talk to a lot of men on a daily basis who do stuff for sex. I mean, because remember, men are attracted to what's appealing to their eyes. So if they see a nice girl walking down the street and she has a nice shape or whatever, most men would already have in their mind, I gotta have her. Mm-hmm. It ain't that I'm saying it ain't that they saying they gotta have her because they see what's inside of her.
Right.
They saying they gotta have her because of everything they see on the outside. Mm-hmm. So a lot of things, Tom, when men do stuff, they do it for the motive to get what's on the outside.
Right.
Without even finding out what's on the inside of that person.
Right, right, right.
So what we do is now, after we done got the sex, and we realize that this person can't even have a conversation.
Yep.
This person can't even talk.
It's not somebody I'm trying
it's
to be
with. It's not somebody that I'm trying to be with. It's too late. You done got yourself in a world of trouble because you went in with the wrong mind.
With the wrong mindset. And people don't understand.
And I mean that literally.
Prior to marriage, training, if you can't Tisha restrain said that with yourself the- before marriage, half the time when you get married, you're going to be all willy-nilly as well. But, okay, let's go to Tisha. Tisha said that you may have felt like that because in your mind, that's the greatest part of you to give, which was considered as all of oneself.
Okay.
Okay. I got to read that again because I'm
Laura Lake Just Show. Yeah, that too. That Lake.
Sonya says, loving me and he loving he laying down together under God in matrimony, fulfilling the we and not just the me leads to the intertwined.
You better go ahead, Sonya. You better put
them fingers up. She done put a poetry piece up here.
Come on, Sonya.
Come on with it. Y'all listen. When me and Jesse were dating and we were having sex outside of the will of God, it's nothing. He's the same person. I'm the same person, physically person. But baby, let me tell you something. When we got in the will of God, I think that we put the word sex
Chris Burden
on this thing, because this is not sex anymore. This is not worship.
It's not.
This is worship.
My brother's on the line.
It's not about what I can get him to make me do. It's not how I can get him to make me feel. It's like God put God touched that thing.
Because again,
oh my goodness. Yeah,
again, like we was talking, my brother Chris Burden is on. Y'all, we planning something great in Atlanta, y'all. Y'all get ready. We getting ready for something major in Atlanta, y'all, with these relationships and marriages. We're planning something. We're getting with Chris and we're getting with some other people, y'all. So y'all look out. Atlanta, we coming. Atlanta, ATL, we coming.
Y'all listen, we being transparent, I'm going to be transparent as well. A lot of times whenever I was dating somebody, I was dating for my own personal gain. Yeah. I used men. I wanted to be the boss chick. I would not let a guy, maybe one got through, but I would not let a guy tell me what to do. I was very stubborn. I couldn't even see me. Mm-hmm. When I look back on who I was then, some of the stuff that I would be able to tell in the stories that I have to tell, you would look at me now and say, there is no way. There is no way. But I had to look in myself, mm-hmm. and I had to find out who I was. But listen, we went through the poor sex thing.
I want to say this too, before we move on to the next one. A lot of times, women, y'all got to really, because while we was watching these shows, and we watch these shows because it really helps us, and it helps us to understand
yeah,
the people that's out of the side of the church and what they're going through. You know what I'm saying? And it's our desire to really go to these people that are not in the church, and we going to get them, I promise you. But anyway, I'm saying that to say, a lot of times, men do stuff, they go the extra mile, because most women say, well, he loved me. He treated me real good at first.
Yeah.
He did all of this, and he wowed me, and he did this, and then as soon as he got me pregnant, then I was gone. And I hear that a lot.
You cannot imagine how
when
much.
I say we hear this so much, when mm-hmm. we hear this so
it's
much,
sad.
And it's sad, but it's only sad because we don't really take the time to date and get to know each other before we give ourselves to somebody.
Yeah.
We don't mm-hmm. take. And the thing is, when we give ourselves before we allow somebody to go through. See, women, y'all should be so far behind God that God should be able to write.
In order for him to get to me, he got to get behind God's ear, honey.
Hit it and quit it. That's right. That's what you call it. You go from lust to love
that's
when you get
in.
That's right.
Hit
that's
it
right.
And quit it.
That's right. When you get in God, God always changes that lust to love. He always did. That's so true, Chris.
That's right.
From lust to love. That's right. That's powerful.
It's a different thing when it goes from lust to love.
That's right.
It's a totally different thing.
But lust is the selfish act of it. All church folks are still part of the world, depending on how much you sin in it.
We're gonna put a pencil on that one, Al.
We're gonna come back to that. We're gonna come back to that. I was talking to a friend of mine earlier today, just about before we got on the podcast, and she was telling me about a story about she know this guy, and he's married. Him and his wife are not together. They're not together, but he's still legally married. But he's dating. Mm-hmm. She told me this about her friend, but she don't even understand that I went through that.
We went through that.
She don't even understand that I went through that. Yes. She don't even understand that I went through that. I was legally married.
Yes, he was.
I was legally married. Legally married. We wasn't together for 10 years. For 10 years.
Yeah, separated for 10
separated.
Years.
And the thing is, because God knows, I thank God for this man, the Bishop Wilbur Jones in Brooklyn, New York. I used to go to him every Monday because biblically I knew it was wrong to just walk away because she didn't cheat on me. But I was going through a whole lot. And like I said, I'm not blaming nothing that I went through on her.
Yeah.
Because again, this episode is about the man in the mirror.
Yeah, come on with it.
So everything that I went through was, she took me through it, but it's really because of the decisions that I made. I made these decisions.
Yeah.
So that's what relationship and what God will teach you in relationship. He will teach you responsibility. So responsibility means, yes, you got to be responsible for the choices that you make.
Yeah.
You got to be responsible for the choices you make. Because at the end of the day, a lot of times when a relationship go wrong, the first thing we do is we go to pointing. You did this to me. You said this to me. You hurt me.
Yeah.
You did this and you said this. And we go straight to pointing the finger, not realizing that we made the choice to be here.
And not to mention made the choice to be there. You made the choice to stay separated, not married. I'm talking about not separated and going back and dipping back and forth. I'm talking about separated for 10 years. And I remember when I met you, you were separated. But the low place that I was in allowed myself. So I can't judge not one woman. Because the low place that I was in allowed myself to accept the fact that you were still legally married when I was supposedly falling in love with you.
That's right.
And even in being legally married, he was telling me we was getting married. Wow. And I believed it. I mean, well, when you look now.
Chris,
you know,
said lust perverts intentions.
Wow.
Yes, it does.
Say that again.
Pastor Chris Burton said lust perverts intentions.
Wow. So you got to know what you're dealing with. Is this love or is this lust?
Is this love or is this lust?
And what is it about the person that you see in the mirror that's willing to accept everything that people give you that is not the real thing?
Love. See, understanding, is the real thing. And that's so, Pastor Chris, that is so profound. That is so profound because that is so true. Because when you truly love somebody, then you're going to love everything about them. That's one thing. That's how marriages work, how relationships work. You got to love when you don't even feel like it. You got to love when you don't even see it.
Yeah.
It's a sacrifice of yourself, of your self-love.
Yes.
So that's why you got to dig deep. That's why it is so important that you do not come in with issues, that you don't come in wounded, that you don't come in burnt, that you don't come in hurt.
At least be going through the process and have a desire to be healed instead of just walking around with your open wounds and just getting blood on everybody.
Yeah, blood spilling over everybody.
So sometimes you will meet somebody who's in the middle of their process where God is healing their hurts. And you could tell that they're changing. But there are some people who could care less about changing. And every time somebody hurt their feelings, they revert back to all the past stuff that hurt them. Okay, Sheena says, love is being able to be with you.
Be with your male.
Be with your male.
Your mate.
Is that
mate?
I'm sorry.
And outback cares, caress, and don't have to have sex while your mate is healing.
Okay, so let me read that again. Did you understand?
Love is being able to be with your mate and outback caress, and don't have to have sex while your mate is healing.
So what you're saying is is being able to be with your mate and caress him on his back without having to have sex while he's healing? Is that what you're saying? Help me out, because
so Al said, if you have a person sex with the person next to you, everything else will pan out through communication. You cannot mess up the communication with fornication, with sex.
Yeah, you can't switch one occasion with another occasion.
Yeah, you can't
communication with fornication.
Yeah.
I mean,
it's not a vacation.
Joking, but this is some serious business, y'all.
It's serious, man.
We have a lot of hurting people who are hurting people, and then they can't see that the things that they're doing is really hurting someone else without seeming like or saying they hurt me. We are all in this world. A lot of us are going through a lot of pain and a lot of hurt.
Yeah.
But until we take a look at ourselves,
fornicate,
we will not be able to be in healthy relationships. We were in a relationship.
That's right.
And we could not. It wasn't healthy.
So let me ask you a question.
We were in a relationship and it wasn't healthy because we weren't healthy. But it wasn't until we got healthy that we were able to come, him as one whole person on his journey to wholeness and me on my journey, where we somehow, our journeys brought us full circle back to each other. And I think that's how God works.
Mm-hmm.
God will not give me mess. But what he can do is he'll see that mess that we've made and he'll fix it and he'll make it presentable. So I know y'all hear me on this live talk about my husband and how he was. He had to deal with a lot of stuff about me, too, because I had a lot of issues within myself, too.
Oh, don't get it twisted. You sure did.
I did, yeah.
Why can't we say we hurt each other and move on? Yes, that's what you're supposed
to
do.
That's what needs to happen. You hurt me, okay? I didn't know that I hurt you.
People want sex and not partnership. That's true. They don't want to commit. And that's another thing.
Yeah, that commitment.
One thing God teaches us in marriage is commitment, being committed.
That responsibility.
The responsibility of commitment. And God teaches that through his institution of marriage. He teaches that.
Yeah.
He teaches that. God has so many methods to teach us that level of commitment.
and that level of commitment makes a woman feel secure to know that at any moment, he's not just going to get up and walk out on you. If he sees my flaws, he's not going to be able to deal with me, so he's going to leave me.
So I'm going to ask y'all a question. I'm a director to my wife, but I want to ask y'all who are on the line. This is a question that I want to ask. If there was something that you had to give up to move forward in life, what would that be?
Wow. If there was something I had to give up to move forward
If there was something you guys had to give up to be able to move on, what would that be? Wow. Candy said, with some people, commitment is fear. That's true.
And that's what
that's the problem.
I'm glad you said that, Candy, because I'm going to piggyback off of that. If I had to give up something, what did you say?
If you had to give up something to be able to move on in life.
Yeah.
What would that be? Sheena said fear of being hurt by others. We're going to pray. I want to know this because we want to know what to go to God about.
Yeah. Mine would be fear as well.
She remembers me. That's what's up, Mama West.
She's on the line.
She's on the line.
Hey,
oh,
Mama,
I'm glad she remembers me, because we were talking earlier and she didn't know. She didn't remember who I was.
Wow. Yeah, mine would be fear. Mine would have been, and I think a little bit of too, fear of not being accepted for who I totally am. And you do a good job with helping me heal from that. The fear of not being accepted for my flaws and all. So you do pretty good in helping me with that.
Wait, Candy, I don't know whether to cry or laugh. Candy said, what I'm working on now to give up my husband, Lord Jesus.
Okay, Candy.
All right, okay.
So you're working on now.
Right, you're working
now
on now.
To give up your husband. Elaborate, please.
Candy, we're going to have to talk and go to God on that. We all need to give up selfishness. Yes.
Selfishness.
Yes.
Yes.
My thing that I felt like I needed to give up was the fear of not knowing.
Wow.
The fear of not knowing the result. Yeah. And yeah. And I had to overcome that because only God controls the outcome.
Hey, come on with it.
Only God controls the outcome.
Do you know how I'm gonna call you Candy. It is to be in a situationship or even a marriage relationship with someone who has a fear of not knowing?
Yeah.
That person will be... it's like yeah, yeah. It's like he over here one minute.
Gotta control it. Gotta control it. You gotta control it. You hear that, Sheena? Gotta control it. The fear of not knowing what's gonna happen. So we gotta control. So we know what's gonna happen. So I know that, okay, they're not gonna let me go. So I know that, oh, they're not gonna hurt me today. Oh, I know that because I used to deal in situations.
It makes you look frantic.
Yeah. I used to deal in situations. Yeah. And here's the thing, because I used to deal in situations where that the emotions were like roller coasters.
Yeah.
It was like this. So one day we can be up here. The next day we down here,
and
so I never knew what the day was going to entail. It was like, oh gosh, Jesus, Lord have mercy. So the fear of not knowing, oh my God, that killed me.
Hard to live with, to deal with. On top of the fear that I had of not being
enough. Lasagna said, fear of being single.
Wow. That
single
that is good. No, she said not fear of being single. One thing she would have to give up to move on is being single. Or is it the fear of being single, Sonya? Don't let me misquote you.
She said missing up those Asians will you needing vaccinations. So sorry, LO. What?
It was about when we was talking about them shuns, fornications.
Oh, vaccinations. Oh, yeah, God, Lord Jesus. Yeah. Okay, gotcha.
Okay. But when it comes down to it, with my fear of not being enough. If somebody found out my flaws, who I really was, you know, behind closed doors, and his fear of always needing to be in control of the next move, we was a disaster.
Yeah. Sheena said she loves hard. She loves unconditionally. It's the way I love. Don't know how to hold my heart. You ain't supposed to hold your
back
heart.
Hold back her heart.
God has your heart, and God is love.
He says guard it. Ask him what that means for you. God, what is God? Okay, for me, Lord, what does guard your heart mean? Because once God starts showing me who I was and that I was enough in his eyes, and that all the flaws and stuff that I had, the things that I had secretly thought that was super huge, once me and my husband started talking, he helped me. He looked at my big issues in my eyes as little issues.
Yeah.
It's like my issues, it was like, what? You don't think I'm crazy? And he'd be like, nah, I understand what you're saying. I understand why you did that. And I was like, wow.
Al West said, abandoned issues will make you date whoever is available.
Wow.
That's a trend. Is that a transparent moment, Al? But because that's pro. I used to do that. I was on a sex tear. Anything in a skirt.
Wow.
Yeah, anything in a skirt.
Yeah.
But that's really because we're broken.
Which is so interesting that God used that sex tear, anything in the skirt, to help mold you into the man you are today.
But let me tell you something. That chase. Let me tell you something. I got 5 minutes. Right. I'm going to tell just 2 minutes, 1 minute of it.
Come on.
I chase. It was so bad that my chase, it was like the things that I used to pick up from chasing, you know what I'm saying? Because I never really got the time. I used to. My time was used on what I needed to do to score, to hit the home run. Y'all know what I'm talking about.
Right.
So that was my focus. That was where my focus was. Mm-hmm. And when I hit the home run, like I said, I never did the homework on a person. Never got to know their family, whether they was a family person, whether they liked family at all, whether they had issues, whether they were raised up with
how
their father.
So these things,
because I didn't find this stuff out, I would always get the hell that came with me mixing up emotions through the for me being selfish. And that was because I was being selfish.
And trust me, he got the hell.
And I got hell. When I say hell, I got put in jail for something that I didn't do.
One left shoe of every shoe thrown in the dumpster.
I got clothes burned. I got studio equipment bleached.
So you can't go to church.
Yes, exactly. I got studio equipment bleached. I got keyboards bleached. Electrocuted out. I mean, this, and
I'm
it was like
about,
a consistent.
He got a flat screen TV. Jesse is and
I got my flat screen TV scratched up and remoted. I got my car keyed.
His chase for the skirt.
Yeah,
God
my
used
chase.
All of that.
All
to
of
help
that.
Help him understand.
It ain't worth the.
It's not, so
it's way better to take your time to find out who you are so that you can take the time out to find out who you getting involved with is. That's how it starts. Because
when you at a low place in your life, you will. You're chasing. Abandonment is issues are not the only thing that will make you date whoever. Being in a low place will make you date whoever. Because you'll date at the place that you are. Look around. Who are you dating? If you dating the ones low on the totem pole, then that's where you are. And God is the only one, trust me, that will be able to fix all of that.
That's right.
So we're not going to leave God out because we already know what it is.
That's right.
Once you look in the mirror and find out who you are, once you stop blaming everybody else for the way that you are and say stop blaming the devil. The devil did the you know, Satan is this and Satan that and the evil one. Yes, he is very sneaky, but we make the choice.
That's true.
We make the choice. You chose to be with her. You chose to be with him. You chose to let your desires rule you instead of having self-control. You chose that.
But remember this, y'all. This is so true that there is a purpose for each and every one of our lives. Mm-hmm. And everything that we go through is designed to build us up and to make us strong.
Yeah.
It's to build us up and make us strong. And a lot of times when we get in situations, even though sometimes we put ourselves in there, God is still with us, believe it or not.
He is with us.
And he's sitting there waiting for us to say, Lord, I need you. Lord, I can't do this without you. And that was always my mistake. Yeah. I would always try to fill my needs instead of giving my needs to God.
Right.
Instead of letting God heal me.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And you know, instead of letting God heal me, I made the choice to fulfill myself. And a lot of times when we make the choice to go before God, then we're going to deal with being under God's, not under God's protection.
Because you get from on.
Yeah,
if you
because
get
now what we're doing. Yeah, because now what we're doing is now we're leaning to our own will and not allowing the will of God God's will for our life to be to be manifested.
And trust me, so there's a difference.
There's a difference, man.
Let me say this to you, Jesse. There is a difference. Because for those who knew you before I even met you and knew how you wouldn't. We're not going to go into how you were. But what I am going to say is, because you did allow God to you truly allow him to arrest your life, I am a blessed woman behind that. Amen. I'm not saying we don't have issues. Yeah. I'm not saying sometimes you don't say things that may hurt my feelings here or there. But what I'm saying is, because of what you said, when you said, I'm giving my will up for your will, Lord, that changed everything.
Read what Sonya put up there.
What did Sonya say? Hold on, let me finish my sentimental.
Okay, I'm sorry.
No, because and y'all, that's how much he loves the people that's here. He'll cut me off quick and he'll read because that's important to us as well. But let me, I probably was long with it. I probably got to finish at the house.
Yeah, you got to finish at the house. So we ain't got them. We got 3 minutes left on here. Yeah, we got 3 minutes left.
But I am blessed and I am very grateful to God for him changing your life. And
yeah, it's important.
In the process.
Yeah, it's important that we go through our process, y'all.
You have to go through your process.
Oh, thank you, Candy.
The people that know him can say I'm proud of him.
Yeah, because I got some stories.
Surrender was not in his vocabulary. But
You know what though? I think it came from the pain of losing my mom. Mm-hmm. You know, when I lost my mom, man, I feel like God was punishing me for some reason. And at that point, I didn't really care. It was like, you know what, God, if you took my mom, mm-hmm. I don't care. But, man.
But he gave her back to you and me.
So that's real. And I'm not going to use that as an excuse.
Didn't he?
Oh, yeah. I won't use that as an excuse for why I did what I did, but I'm glad. What's up, Vaughn?
Right.
Thank you, bro. Love you, man.
Renee,
I got to call you, Vaughn.
You?
But yeah, so listen,
let's
y'all.
Do this in
next
the end.
Week
we have to get the people to shift.
Okay, listen, y'all. I need y'all. This is our last episode here on my page. We are going
on Jesse Moore's page
to Shift Movement 2021.
That's right.
At Shift Ministries. If you can't find Shift Movement Ministries,
Renee
at Lampkin,
Shift
love you, bro.
Ministries. So y'all, listen. Let's focus real quick. This is our last episode on Jesse Moore's page. So if you're viewing through Jesse Moore's page, this is the last episode. So Quincy Whetstone has put up the link. We're going to give you guys the last minute of our time. We want to practice tonight. So if you have not shifted over to the Shift Movement 2021 Facebook page, we're going to give you a minute to do that now. And when you shift, first, we want you to like it. Give us a thumbs up so you can get the notifications. And put in the comments, I shifted, so we can see you have shifted.
Yeah, please shift over there, y'all, real quick.
We got Steph Austin over here who has shifted. We have Sheila Rafer. Hello, love.
Hey, she shifted.
She has shifted. Come on, guys.
Come on, y'all.
We are shifting, and while we're doing that, Mia says, one thing I had to give up was my fake protective guards. Come on with the transparency.
Come on, Mia.
She said, we put up these walls to protect our hearts, but they are not effective. We still get hurt. Come on, y'all.
Wow.
That was powerful, Mia, and that was very, very transparent. Renee Lampkin has shifted.
Renee, love you, bro.
Come on, Renee. Renee says, I shifted. That's what we want you to put in the comments. Sheena Bailey says, I shifted.
You shifted and didn't move, Sheila.
Sheena, you have to go on to the page. Shift over to the Shift Movement 2021 page. So next week
Renee meant to put I shifted, but he left out the F. He left
That's
out the
right,
F.
Man,
he
God.
Said I shifted.
That's all right. We know what you mean.
I love that dude, man. I love Renee. I love him to death, man. The life.
That's
I love
right.
him to life, man. That's
right.
My brother.
Steph, anytime. You
but yeah,
all,
shift
we
over
love
there.
You all right. Sheena said she did shift. She shifted.
Cool. I got you. Going back. Hey, listen, y'all. We don't own the rights to none of this music.
That's
not yet.
Right.
We are working on our own original music to put on here.
That's right. With super
and we
got it.
And
Pastor
I know we're going
J.
over, but I have to take the moment and the time to give the guys that are behind this podcast here at Sacred Stone Studios here in Houston, Texas.
Uh-huh.
We love these guys.
That's right.
Quincy and Marcus, y'all look them up, man.
From
they are
the
awesome. They are men of God. And I promise
Texas,
you,
guys.
When we go up, we taking them with us. I promise you.
That's right.
Because we going
Sacred
up, y'all.
Stone, if you want a great place
up.
To do a podcast, to do a
I'm
talk
so glad
show.
God allowed us to see meet you too, Tisha. Tisha, I'm doing a concert in December. I need you, okay? I need a singer. I need you to sing.
Come now.
I need you. So we're
going to
call you, Tisha. We're doing a concert.
That's
the concert
right.
is different, though. I'm going to tell you about it because we wrote a relationship
all right, baby.
Skit.
Baby,
but
you
tell
you
that.
Call her.
I'm sorry. We got to call you because we're over our time, y'all.
Y'all, listen, if you're in the Houston area, definitely look up Sacred Stone Studios. They even have a new podcast room that's dope. I saw it. It's pretty awesome. So
we love you guys. We love you guys, man. You got to go.
We have to go. Thank you, Lord.
Let the words of my mouth.
Come on, Father God.
Be acceptable in our sight. Oh, Lord, my strength and my redeemer.
Amen.
The old Church of God in Christ
Shift
doxology.
Movement, y'all. We are signing out. This is your girl, Lady Free and Pastor Jay, and we love you guys.
And we love
Don't
you
forget
guys.
To like and share and make the shift over the Shift
make
Movement.
Make the shift to Shift Movement,
2021
y'all.
Facebook
2021.
Page. We'll see you next Tuesday.
Thanks for watching.
Did you know Microsoft has officially ended support for Windows 10? Upgrade to Windows 11 with an LG Graham laptop. Voted PC Mag's Reader's Choice Top Laptop Brand for 2025. Thin and ultra lightweight, the LG Graham keeps you productive anywhere. And Windows 11 gives you access to free security updates and ongoing feature upgrades. Visit lgusa.com/iHeart for great seasonal savings on LG Graham laptops with Windows 11. PC Mag Reader's Choice used with permission. All rights reserved.